You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Warden and the Wolf King by Andrew Peterson. This book is read by Andrew Peterson. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Rabbit Room Press, originally published in English as The Warden and the Wolf King, copyright 2014 by Andrew Peterson. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Book 4 of the Wingfeather Saga. This one's for you, dear reader. You're almost home. I dreamed of a song. I heard it sung. In the ear of my soul, its strange notes rung. What were its words, I could not tell. Only the voice I heard right well, a voice with a wild melodious cry, reaching and longing afar and high, sorrowful triumph and hopeful strife, gainful death and newborn life. George MacDonald, 1842. Part 1. The Green Hollows. In the fourth epoch, in the year 435, during the peaceful reign of Lander Wingfeather and his wife Ilya Finley of the Green Hollows, a girl was born. Her elder brother, Olmer, would be the throne warden, and the girl was to be the High Queen of the Shining Isle. Her name was Madia, and her beauty was renowned in the free lands of Dang. When she was a young woman of marrying age, she paid a summer visit to Banrona in the Green Hollows, where King Lander and Queen Ilya often sailed when the wind was warm. There they attended the Bannock Durga and spent the days in happiness while the Hollows folk reveled in gamery. Of all the pleasures of Banrona, young Madia most enjoyed stealing away from the games at the Field of Finley to the cavernous halls of the Great Library.